Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back again on a Wednesday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I'm going to keep saying it, Ike. We'll do this show for another 10 years. I'm going to keep saying it.
I feel you.
How you feeling? Keep it alive.
I'm feeling pretty good, Brother Spike.
Yep.
Listen, it is a Wednesday. It's a little rainy and dreary outside. And listen, right now, morale around the city is teetering. I don't know if people know which way to go, but that's why I'm here. I'm here to lead you.
Yes.
Jackie Baseball, don't look disappointed. I tried to lead the fightings. They didn't follow. They follow you, which is not good.
Mm-mm.
Not good. Holler at your boy.
Always looking to lower expectations. Lower them. Ike's an expectation raiser.
Yep.
We tone it down.
Yep. We got a loser leader. Maybe that's their problem over there.
Me or Bryce?
You. Both.
Oh, I can't believe you said Bryce.
Well, I thought he can't wait to dump all over him. Yeah?
You know me. It's a big show. It's always a big show. Coming up at 3:30, Flyers and 50 with Broads. It is Wednesday.
Man.
Baldy joins us at 4, and perhaps the most hotly contested Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings ever, I think, in the year and a half we've been doing this. That happens at 4:30. You mentioned people's morale wavering around here again about the Philadelphia Eagles, team that's 8-2 with controversy all over the place. But the controversy seems to be about the offense, right? Why isn't the offense better? That is the big debate. And the name I keep hearing is, this is Kevin Petullo. And then after I hear Kevin Petullo, I hear Nick Sirianni. As if these two guys are the dumbest men on the planet. And they just can't seem to figure out how to run any one but three different routes. Like, that is them. The offense is them. The offense is them. The offense is them. And I really think the answer to the Eagles' offense is pretty simple, and I don't think it has much to do with Kevin Petullo, and I don't think it has to do with Nick Sirianni. I think, number one, they can't run the ball because the offensive line isn't playing as well as they played last year. I mean, that is pretty much it. And when you look at this team's success over the last several years, they've always been able to run the ball. They can't run the ball this year. And that is the first part of the reason that the offense isn't very good. It's something very clear right in front of us. They can't run the ball all that well. And number two is they can't make up for the running game because Jalen Hurts isn't good enough at passing. And I know that like it sounds like I'm being harsh and it sounds like it hurts, but every player in every sport does some things well and they do some things not so well. And we've seen over the last few years, and I've learned to appreciate the things that Jalen does well. He is big in big moments. He doesn't seem to let bad plays snowball, right? He does handle the city well. He does have sort of a winning thing to him that you can't explain, but it's probably real. Those are the good things. Mm-hmm. But this year, we're finding out what the things that he doesn't do well are. And he's just not a great passer. He doesn't make quick decisions. He doesn't like throwing over the middle. He doesn't have a cannon for an arm. And those things would be nice in a year like this, where you either can't run the ball because the offensive line isn't playing well enough, because the defense is concentrating on it, for whatever. And And I know that Nick Sirianni was the offensive coordinator for Andrew Luck, and Nick Sirianni was the offensive coordinator for Philip Rivers. And I just refuse to believe that a guy who was a wide receiver was an offensive coordinator for those two quarterbacks doesn't seem to know how to, like, you know, design different routes for wide receivers. I just don't think it's that. I think when they can dominate running the ball, Jalen is a good enough quarterback for this offense to be good. When they're not dominating running the ball, he is not a good enough passer to make up for it. And I think that is the situation we're in. We are in a situation where we have limitations of players, not necessarily some sort of coaching issue that is causing this problem.
I won't say you are 100% wrong in your assessment there. I think there is some truth to what you're saying. But then there's also the responsibility of the coaches to figure this out, right? And I'm it may be unfair to compare Nick Sirianni to an Andy Reid or a Sean McVay, but you know what? When you go to two Super Bowls, when your winning percentage is as touted as it is out there and all this other stuff you get credit for that's in your favor as a great head coach, well, it's on you to figure this thing out. Kevin Petullo is your hire, your guy, your promotion, the guy that you wanted in there. I supported it. I had no problem with it. But I can't let the coaches off the hook when it's talking about fixing what's wrong with this football team. If you want to tell me the players aren't necessarily performing up to the level of expectation, okay. Now, is that because of injury? Is that because of attrition? Guys are getting older. You know, even in the case of Jalen, you know, I said in a broad sense yesterday that Jalen is the same quarterback he's always been. Now, I said it in a general sort of way. He's obviously improved in areas from where he was in his rookie year to his second year and things of that nature. But there is a limitation to his physical abilities as a quarterback. That's why he was a second-round draft pick. That's why he was the sixth quarterback, fifth quarterback, whatever it was in that draft that he was taking. He wasn't a top quarterback taken, right? There's a reason why you go a little bit later, because there are some shortcomings that you have. And when you as an organization decide to draft the guy, let alone hit your wagon to him in $250+ million, then you had better have the game plan to coach around those things that he may not do as well. So expecting him to be someone who threads the ball through a needle and all this other stuff, that's never been Jalen Hurts. So now we want Jalen to erase areas that other players and coaches aren't very good at. I get it. That's where the Josh Allens and the Lamar Jacksons and the Patrick Mahomes come into play at. That's what those guys can do. Jalen is a guy who sort of needs things to be ideal for him. And I don't think that's a knock, because it's gotten you to two Super Bowls and it's gotten you a Super Bowl championship. So now all of a sudden, we can't say to ourselves, well, when everything is burning up around him, he needs to be the one to put the fire out every week. And it feels like that's what's become expected of him. And I get it, quarterback, salary, the debate and argument as to he should be appreciated at this level. I get all those things as to why someone would say, well, if that's true, then he should be able to do these things. I get it. I'm not saying you're wrong in that sense. I'm saying from a realistic perspective, I don't know if that's there. So for me, it's up to the coaches, Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petullo, to put their players in position to where they are at their best. Luckily for them, offensively, they have a great defense that's playing well right now. So you know what, Spike? No one's asking the offense to go score 30 points. Because you have a defense that's helping you out.
Well, honestly, to that extent, in 215-592-9494, do you think that the issues with the offense are on the players, or do you think it's on the coaches? I really think it's on the players.
I think it's just on the coaches.
Here's what I would say to what you said. I actually think if we accept what Jalen's limitations are as a passer, mm-hmm. if we accept that the troubles of the offensive line, and look, it is a combination of injuries and attrition and all. I think it's a combination of all those things.
Sure.
It's a combination.
You're not saying it's one thing.
No, the offensive line, I'm not saying they're just not playing well. I think there's a lot of factors as to why the offensive line isn't playing as well this year. Mm-hmm. If we accept all those things, I would actually say the Eagles coaches are doing a good job. Like, what I would tell Jalen, knowing what his limitations are as a passer, I would say, you know what? Eat the sack, don't throw the ball, don't turn the ball over. Mm-hmm. I would say that they're actually, I would say that Petullo and Sirianni, given what they have to work with, are actually doing a good job. I would say, you know, and people actually, you know, scoff when I compare Jalen and Ben Simmons. Mm-hmm. But I think there is some similarity in that they were both a certain player that was limited in a certain way, and before the league figured out exactly how they were limited, they had more success, and the longer they were in the lead, and there was a book on them, it became harder for them to have that sort of same success. I would say the differences with the Eagles, compared to the way the Sixers, Brett Brown and Doc Rivers handled Ben Simmons, is Doc Rivers and Brett Brown never figured out a way to utilize Ben Simmons in a way, even with all of his issues. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't take the ball out of his hands. They didn't do all those things. Mm-hmm. I would say that Petullo and Sirianni, given what Jalen's limitations are, given that they're not able to run the ball, being 8-2, I think is a credit more to Sirianni and Petullo at this point than it is to, and the defense, of course, mm-hmm. than anybody else. I would say that Petullo and Sirianni just saying, hey, go out there, don't turn the ball over, might be the very best thing they could have done this year.
Yeah, only thing is, and I can agree with some of that. You're coming around and thinking a little bit about that. Yeah, I don't like really saying I can agree with some of that. It's not anything that I'm outraged about.
Michigan State sucks.
Yeah, I definitely disagree with that.
Kobe's like the 15th best player.
You know what? I actually agree with Michigan State sucking right now.
Yes. Right now.
but in all seriousness, I do believe the coaches have sort of benefited from Jalen's ability to play the quarterback position. Because you know what, Spike? There's some limitations to what they do.
But sure.
There's some limitations as far as game planning, knowing the flow of the game, coming in with aggressive mindsets. How about standing up to your quote-unquote star wide receiver and not deciding this is where the offense is about to go and eliminate the other receiver for an entire game? How about it's working in Tampa perfectly and all of a sudden you come out in the second half and decide, you know what, hey, we're going to force the ball to AJ that disrupts the entire offense, almost costing you the game.
You got me on that.
Yeah, there's a lot of things there where, from a coaching standpoint, Jalen has had to sort of overcome. Maybe overcome's not the right word. But he certainly has had to manage around these things, and it's because of his mindset as a player at that position that we don't find ourselves losing a lot of these games. I'm not saying he's perfect. And, yeah, I came into the season hoping that we could dial back the conservative play and turn him loose and was hoping he'd take the next step. I was wrong in that sense. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I was wrong. Hands up. Donovan chest back. My bad. It's what I was expecting. It ain't happening. But this is on the coaches to figure out how to do what's best considering what they have. They have a number one wide receiver and name that may not be as good as he's been in years past. Let's try not to force him the damn ball every game.
You got me on that one. You got me on that one. Yep.
How about let's figure out a way from a running standpoint to be able to run the football with some effectiveness. And then there's decision making that goes on in the game that isn't always most ideal. And I'm saying to myself, give Jalen something to work with that is sustainable, that is, it makes sense to him, and he'll go out there and make the plays that he needs to make for you to win football games. So that's why I go back to the coaches. You're right in a sense where you're saying they're doing the best job they can with what they have. That's essentially what you're saying.
Yes,
best job they can do with what they have.
Yep.
I agree with that to a certain extent. All I'm saying is, continue to do that. Continue to do that and stop being so persuaded by the noise on the outside.
Which
or sometimes
on
the noise
yes.
in the inside.
Yes, or stop. The noise on the inside that becomes noise on
yes.
the outside.
Stop yeah. being persuaded by that stuff and have a game plan and stick to it.
2-5.
Stick to it. Andy Reid ain't doing this stuff.
No, he is
Sean
not.
Sean McVay ain't doing this stuff.
He is not either. 215-592-9494. The Eagles offense, is it not succeeding because of the players on the field or because of the coaches? Corey in Columbus leads us off here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, why y'all got to do this to me, man? Listen, we both king of the North, Jalen and Nick Sirianni. But y'all got maybe split up between my boys. Listen, man, like, I put it more on the coaching. Like, Spike, I agree with some of the stuff you said, but, like, when you say, like, guys like Andrew Luck, guys like Phillip Rivers, like, that's one style of quarterback. And I hate to do this because, you know, I'm Sirianni 10 toes down.
Me too, but, by like, the way. Me too. This is Spike. Spike put me in this position today.
Right. But when you talk
it is Spike's
about
fault.
When you talk about coaches like Sean McVay, And like Kyle Shanahan.
Last, yes, yes.
Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft. He done had success with Brock Purdy. He done had success with
Jimmy
G, Mitch, Matt Jones.
Matt
Jones.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take Corey of probably 48 hours ago and ask you how many Super Bowls Kyle Shanahan has won. You tell me all the success, right?
But that's why I put it more on a coach. Because I think Sirianni is a great coach, but I think his coaching comes from the built culture that he's built. And I think with the offense struggling, that pulls him in more. Like when you got a guy like Vic Fangio and last year Kellen Moore, they're veterans at what they do. So Sirianni can put them. I don't think Sirianni fully trusts Kevin Petullo, and that's his guy. So he can lean on him, and you know. So it's like I feel like great coach. Like if you gave Andy Reid Jalen Hurts, I guarantee you the offense will click.
Well, maybe they would have won a Super Bowl like they already did. Nick Sirianni won a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts. He went to another Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts. Like if there's anybody who knows how to succeed with Jalen Hurts, it's probably Nick Sirianni. I don't think he's like brilliant or anything, but he was a wide receiver. He did coach quarterbacks who throw the ball all over the place. To say that the reason that they only know three different route concepts is because Nick Sirianni is a moron, that it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't add up. It's the quarterback.
You were going to extreme. I didn't say none of that. I'm just saying that like the offense has been stale the past 3 years, right? We can't point, like, we don't know. Some people say it's a quarterback. Fans say it's a receiver. Like it's like a constant battle. It kind of, like, remind me of the Foles-Wentz battle. It's like this guy, that guy. Like, it's like whose fault is it? What I'm saying is that I feel like I don't care what Jalen Hurts. Like, everybody wants to say, oh, he wants to play his game. I don't know what that means. Your game is whatever the hell we tell you to win, bro. That's your game. So it's like if he feel like he's not successful with that, there needs to be somebody that tells him, this is what we're going to do. And I think when you have a veteran guy, like somebody like Kevin Petullo, I'm not saying Hurts don't respect him. I just don't know if he do. The same thing with Brian Johnson. You see, it wasn't a lot of push shot back in there when Shane Steichen was there or even like Kellen Moore after the bye week because I feel like he trusted what they were saying. So it's like I don't know whose fault it is. I just know Hurts, last game, he played terrible. Balls was selling. But when I look at like after the 135th separation, I see the route concept. Cats covered. I'm like, well, why can't we get these guys open? So, like, I can't say it's one or the other. All I'm saying is that, like, the offense got to be better. I'm not here to put blame. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to solve solutions. You know, when you a boss, you want to fix the problem, and I need the problem to be fixed. So it's like, y'all need to fix it. We about to win a Super Bowl. We only got to score 24 points a game. So if that's going back to the RPO, hey, Nick Foles, they had to go to Chip Kelly's offense for Nick Foles. Hey, if you got to call Lincoln Riley, hey, Lincoln Riley, hey, man, what'd you do? Whatever you got to do. It's all in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Figure it out. That's all.
I like all it. Right, figure it out.
So the what Jalen wants to do thing, I think, is actually a little more complicated than people give it credit for.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff that comes out, and this was part of the, you know, the Derek Gunn report, is that like Jalen wants to do something a certain way. And he is, it feels like the way that it's coming out is that he is stubborn and doesn't want to do it a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's actually more complicated than that. And I will bring it back to Ben. again, I'll bring it back to Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons didn't want to shoot threes because Ben Simmons didn't think he was good at shooting threes and didn't want to do something that he is not good at and didn't want to be made to look like he is less than what he actually is. And I think some of the stuff with Jalen, I wonder if the it's less about being stubborn and more about saying, I like it this way because he's good at it this way,
yes.
as opposed to, I like it this way because I'm the boss and I know everything.
Yes.
And I think his way, you know, he's not a man of many words. His way may come off as aloof, you know, may come off as, this is the way I want to do it. Maybe that's how he frames it to us.
Right.
You know, that's how we heard in that one press conference, the offense is going to look the way Jalen Hurts wants it to look. That way he looks like he's in control of this. But I think to an extent, it just might be a limitation in his play that is causing him to want it a certain way.
I don't think there's much wrong in what you just said.
Yeah.
He recognizes this as well.
Yes, of course.
He recognizes this as well. And, you know, the difference for me between him and Ben had all the talent in the world. He lost confidence and became someone who was a shell of himself. That's why he was the number one overall pick. He had unlimited potential there coming out of college. Jalen has always had limitations.
Physical limitations.
Yeah, physical limitations. That's what I'm saying, physical limitations. And then I would say Jalen is 10 times mentally stronger than Ben Simmons.
100%.
Yes.
That is where I agree.
Yeah.
Ben's a giant loser. Jalen Hurts is not a giant loser.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons wanted to blame everybody for everything. Jalen Hurts doesn't blame anybody for anything. I'm talking more specifically about a specific limit in skill set that causes a certain play. It's less to me about, it's not about mental makeup.
Your limit in skill set contributes to your mindset.
Yes.
As to how you approach the game.
Yes.
And it's, you know, listen, Spike, you know, it took me 2 years to become a Jalen guy, right? And then I wanted to push it because I felt like, okay, there's more in there. It should be better. Now I'm at a point where I'm like, hey, it is what it is, man. I don't know where else to go.
They're 8-2.
Yeah, I don't know. They win. If you want to tell me he's not, those things are correct. And I think he knows that. Like, he knows that these are things that he doesn't necessarily excel at. And his mindset is, be smart with the football and give yourselves, at least don't lose the game early. And give yourself a chance late to win the game, if that's what it's going
to
be. And that's a tough way to get through every week. And I can understand from a coaching standpoint who's designing plays, they're like, man, there's so much more we want to do here and this and that and the other. But the bottom line is this, coach, this is who you decided to hit your wagon to. And as frustrating as it is, guess what else? He helped put that jewelry on your hand.
Got you a contract.
He helped get you that extension. That winning of the Super, that's what that did. Like I'm not saying he carried the team or anything of that nature. I'm just saying with him as the quarterback, there's been a lot of good to it as well.
Yep.
So you may get frustrated, but then you gotta have a reality check and look in the mirror and be like, it's been pretty damn good with him as my quarterback also.
215-592.
That's the way I look at it.
215-592-9494 is the limitations on the offense due to the players or due to the coaches. Coming up next, we'll find out what Fritz has to say about whether it is coaches or
what
players.
Do you think it
is? Well, like, let them. Let them
smell tease.
And Dan Orlovsky actually doesn't think they
can win. Yeah, I don't know where Dan is at. Sometimes I'm with him, and then sometimes he just goes off the rails.
He has a hard time figuring it out. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What a sorry sight, a pitiful plight. So I pray for a starry night. Please send me a pass before puberty. The things I would do to see a piece of family unity. My mom's always work, I barely see her. I'm starting to get worried without a pops. I grow to be her. It's a wonder they don't understand kids today. So when I pray I never grow to be that way. Man, I hope that he answers me. I heard God don't like ugly. Well, take a look at my family. A different father every weekend.
I feel like I gotta wait till the chorus.
That'll be a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't it right here? Hold on. Yeah.
I'm so sorry for all this time. For all this time. For all this time.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 2:30 Tupac, 5:30 Creed. Unfortunately, 3:30 Country. The
like that you dug in the crates on that.
Yes, that's album one, right?
No, that might be two.
No, it's
off
not
of strictly
two.
One.
Yeah,
oh,
so that's
it?
Two. Yes, off of Strictly.
Is it on
yeah.
that one? Yeah. Oh, well, thank you.
That's what I'm saying. That's deep
yeah.
in the crates
yes.
there. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
That wasn't a commercial song.
No, no,
I'd
no.
have to go through the early Tupac.
Yeah.
Yes. I like these. These songs you guys have recommended the last
yes.
2 weeks, I'm in on.
Yeah, the first couple of albums are good.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
first couple albums are good.
Then he starts getting really angry. You know, I'm not an angry fella.
The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Jack wants the non-angry Tupac.
Yeah. You get shot five times, you'll get angry too.
Tupac's whole bit was being angry.
Not at the beginning.
Yeah.
That's why I said you get shot five times and it changes.
Hopefully. Listen, yeah. if I get shot five times, wait for what I say about the Eagles. I think it's bad now.
Well, he was thrilled. He was, you know, dancing for Digital Underground. And
yeah.
then, you know, got a record deal. The Twitter questions are brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Those are Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere. Online at marks-jewelers.com. What's the bigger issue with the Eagles offense, personnel or coaching? What do you think the response is on that?
Well, it's coaching.
Yeah.
Let's see how big. Let's go. 67.
82.
Wow.
I really think the coaches...
82?
With a running game that doesn't work and a quarterback who can't pass, I think the coaches have done a phenomenal job, to be honest with you. Jack, so what do you think the bigger issue here is on the
Eagles. Dude, Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay aren't going to turn this into some high-flying offense. It just is what it is. It's the players. Mostly it's the quarterback, who, when they can run the ball, they're fine.
Mostly it's the quarterback?
Of course it's mostly the quarterback.
Oh,
he holds them back
God.
Every week. Like,
He does
hold them back every week. He does. I've been trying to tell you this for years, and
you've been wrong.
They've been skating by the skin of their teeth for years. It is what it is, and hopefully they can do it again. We'll see, but I'm trying to say this for years.
He holds them back.
He does. Hugh finally is on board. It took a while, but welcome. It's okay. Hopefully they can win in spite.
Jalen's holding the team back.
He does.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's not the offensive line.
Well, but again.
That's not the offensive line, right?
The fact
they can't run the ball, right?
But again.
He's holding Saquon back.
But again, he can't make up for that.
But that's always been the case.
Exactly.
But they've gone to two Super Bowls that way.
Because everything was great. Like, that's why they can't do the things people want on offense.
So if he's doing the same things he's always done, but the other aspects of the offense aren't. He's the reason he's holding them back. It's not the offensive line not blocking well holding them back. It's not AJ not being the same receiver that he was holding the offense back. It's not a play designer that, my goodness. Come on, man. You're telling me you've been impressed with the play design?
He loves the movie Hitch. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's all they do is run hitches. I get it, but they've looked the same offensively for 3 years. Just the personnel is able to mask it. The personnel can't mask it now.
215-592-9494. I warned you. I was going to ask Jack what he thought. He was pretty clear on it.
I don't get it. Shane Steichen somehow did a great job with him.
There was a book on him.
What do you mean?
I think also if you gave Shane Steichen's doing this in the first year with Daniel Jones. I wonder what it looks like in the third year with Daniel Jones. I think Shane Steichen obviously knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. There's no question Shane Steichen knows what he's doing. I do wonder, though, if Shane Steichen was the offensive coordinator for 3 years, if Shane Steichen would still have the answers in year three that he had in year one.
I understand that.
Yeah.
My only thing is that these coaches get all the praise and rewards for how great they are when things go well.
Sure, yep.
And when things aren't going well, now we want to blame the guy, the quarterback, because he can't mask the inefficiencies of these other things.
Yeah, I think there's the difference in the way that Jack framed it and the way that I think I'm framing it.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming Jalen for not being able to mask it. I'm just saying I don't think he can. I think you're asking him to do something that is it would be like...
I agree.
It would be, to a certain extent, if the Rams were like, hey, we want to run a read option offense, and Matt, sometimes you're going to have to take off with the ball.
Right.
It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. Matt Stafford can't run. It wouldn't work with Mac Jones. It wouldn't work with there's a number of quarterbacks that wouldn't be able to do some of the things that Jalen is able to do.
Mm-hmm.
But just in that same way, he's not able to do some of the things that they're able to do. And I don't think, and you know what? Those guys couldn't even, Matt, the Rams didn't win the Super Bowl last year or the year before, or, you know, or like isn't able to mask the things that their team can't do. I think asking Jalen to do something that I don't think he's quite capable of doing is sort of unfair. And I'm not blaming him for saying it. I'm just saying, expecting him to be able to do it, I don't know. I don't think he can quarterback some pass-heavy offense.
I agree with that. And his track record has shown that, even throughout college. Like, his track record has shown that's not what he is. Kind of reminds me, not to get totally thrown off task here.
Okay.
Kind of reminds me of putting a guy who's a contact hitter, slap hitter, in your cleanup spot.
Yeah.
And then getting mad at them.
And then expecting him to do something he's never done before.
That's a good point.
He's never done before. They got other guys that are capable of being cleanup hitters but don't want to be in that spot. So this guy has to do it. And then when he's not able to come through and be something that he's never been, everybody hates the guy. I just don't understand that. I don't understand it.
And that guy's going to love Seattle. He's going to be a great Mariner. Like, I understand.
I'm just saying, what I don't understand is the frustration at the guy for not delivering something or becoming something that he's never been. He's never shown that before.
I know.
Jalen is the Alec Boehm of the Eagles.
Someone said it first.
See, you're doing your victory lap thing again. And the thing he's always been praised for is playing winning football.
Totally
and not
agree.
Losing football. And that's what he's going to continue to do.
I agree. But we keep banging our head against the wall with the offense.
Why?
Because he's not capable. That's why we keep doing this every year. Why it looks vanilla. Like every year.
But you just won a Super Bowl with him doing it the same. They had the 29th ranked passing offense. So here's my point. Instead of blaming the organization for not going out and getting offensive line depth, I don't know, bringing in a new offensive play design, I don't know, all these other things, it's more or less, well, you know what? Things aren't going well. Jalen, because he's the quarterback, he should be able to erase all this stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It makes no sense. That makes no sense.
But.
It just makes no sense.
But, like, he gets talked about in this way of being one of the elite quarterbacks. So
elite winner.
Well, that's on a certain day, everyone changes what he is. Like, I just think that if he's a $55 million quarterback, he should be able to do different things within the offense, but that's not how they run things, which is fine. And the personnel was better the years before, and this year it's not, and that's why it looks the way that it does.
I would agree with you if I was seeing plays every week where guys are running wide open and Jalen is missing them. I don't see this. I don't see it. I don't see guys running wide open and Jalen is either – not seeing it, or he's overthrowing it, he's inaccurate. Now, it's happened from time to time, just like it does with every quarterback. But I'm saying week to week, I'm not seeing where Jalen's quarterback play is holding the offense back.
I think to an extent they may not be able to call the plays that do that. Like,
but is that because of him or is it because of the other personnel?
Well, I think it's all of it. It's all of it.
Well, when AJ was great, Jalen didn't have a problem throwing 22 touchdowns and being second in MVP. When AJ was great, AJ got 1,500 yards 2 years in a row.
I agree. I agree with all that.
So I'm just saying a carpenter is only as good as his tools.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's a quarterback. He can't throw the ball and catch it. I hear you make excuses for Justin Herbert all the time. All offensive line stinks.
That's a good point.
Here's the standard. You make excuses for all these other quarterbacks when they don't perform. But Jalen, this reminds me of Carson so much. Give him trash wide receivers and expect him to go win a Super Bowl with Arthega Whiteside and Greg Ward and Travis Fulgham. Like, we've been through this. When we don't like the quarterback, we ignore all the things around him and say, if he's elite, he should win anyway. I've been through these arguments. I've heard them. And that's what it sounds like now. Offensive line breaking down. Running back may or may not be the same. Receivers may or may not be the same. Designing plays may. I mean, I remember hearing Doug's offense was vanilla and it was terrible and not creative. But we blame the quarterback for not being able to overcome all this stuff. I just don't get it.
215-592-9494. We'll hear what Dan Orlovsky had to say about the offense right after Jack and I tell you about National Appliance Warehouse. Oh, look at him looking all around.
No, I had it right there. Actually, I don't even need the read.
Yeah, put it down.
Yeah, hey, acapella. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Well, no. There's right. No music.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to raw dog it.
All right.
Oh,
all right.
Lord.
215. Nah, National Appliance Warehouse.
Black Friday mega sale going on right now. That's the headline.
Yeah, that's the headline. You know why, Spike? Because, listen, we talked about National Appliance Warehouse. I know you're sitting there in your sad kitchen last night. You're like, what am I doing?
Not me. My kitchen's awesome, thanks to National Appliance Warehouse. Talking to you,
exactly.
Listening right now.
And when you listen to the show, you're like, man, National Appliance Warehouse sounds so great. It is great. You got to get down there today and take advantage of these Black Friday mega deal savings. 40% off appliances, including Whirlpool appliances. Obviously, they have 100 brands of appliances. They have Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove.
15,000-foot showroom.
15,000-square-feet showroom. So you have that. You have Price Assure, which is already guaranteeing you're getting the lowest price possible. And, of course, it's in tax-free Delaware.
Yes.
Showrooms in Wilmington and Middletown. So you're getting the best price possible, National Appliance Warehouse. You're getting the best appliance. But on top of all of that, you're getting an industry-leading service team that is there to take care of you. You walk in, they greet you, they take care of you. Whatever you could possibly need, their service team has for you. The installation, delivery, the whole nine yards. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, Tom Fritz sent you.
We'll hear from Dan Orlovsky right after we talk to the more important Derek and Paoli. Derek, you're on WIP.
Yo, real quick, Tupac turning over in his grave, man, listening to that 2:30 song. It's like it's an A-track, man.
Oh, well, no, it was early, man. The production levels, the first couple of records, didn't sound the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, he got a lot more stuff you can bring out before you get to that one. You don't think, though?
Oh, no, for sure. But, Jack, listen, I give Fritzy credit. He dug in the crates, man. You got to bring out some – you can't just play all the commercial hits. He's trying to give you a little bit of more in-depth.
And let me put this out there. I'm not playing California Love. I hate that song. So we're not going all the popular songs.
No. Sometimes you got to go, as Ike says,
it's a good song.
Dig in the crates.
Mm-hmm. No, not my Tupac.
Okay, so listen, I think that it's on the players because the execution is not there, right? Like, if you watch the Eagles, they get a lot of false starts. They be having a lot of holding penalties. Like, I don't think the guys is giving the same effort. Like, if you notice on the one tush push that we didn't run, why is Darius Cooper in there on the tush push? That's usually A.J. Brown, right? He false starts. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just feel like it's a whole lot of stuff going on. Like, we can try to figure out.
Hey, why is Darius Cooper in there on that play instead of A.J. Brown?
Well, right. It's because AJ doesn't want to be involved in that play with Jalen.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. When we sit up here, we just keep beating up on the quarterback. Jalen Hurts, he is what he is, right? He is what he is. And all last year we were saying, like, Saquon's benefits from Jalen's ability to run the ball. Now, this year, Jalen's not running the ball. The offensive line not blocking great. And then Saquon Barkley, he just looks pedestrian. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, at some point, the stuff that he does well that we don't really notice or see, you know what I'm saying? There's not a stat for it. You got to get credit for that. You understand what I'm saying? But I just feel like it's just every day, it's just like everything can't be his fault. You dig me?
Yeah, I agree.
A lot of limitations, right? But we've been watching this same song. I feel like the Eagles, one thing you said Saquon Barkley, I don't see him doing what he did last year. I thought that he was. The Eagles had me blinded. The Eagles came back and thought Jay was just going to run it back the same way they did last year, right? The defense right now, the last two games, they've been playing great. You know what I'm saying? I hope it can hold up. But on the offensive side, the Eagles have faced some pretty good defenses. You know what I mean? Kansas City's defense was tough. You got Denver. It's not like they're just playing a bunch of bums and the offense looks like trash. But I think it's more on the players to start executing, give more effort, and they got to buy in. I just don't see no continuity. I don't see no chemistry. And it looks like they don't want to win for each other no more. That's the part that bothers me. I just got a funny feeling that this might end up like it did in 2023 when it went off the rails. That's what I'm most afraid of. But
yeah,
even what hurts with yesterday with the Derek Gunn stuff, like at some point, like, you don't think Jalen Hurts, he's got to have a breaking point, man. That would,
of course.
That wouldn't hurt you.
I would imagine. You would feel betrayed. Yeah, you feel betrayed.
Last thing I'm gonna say, Kobe Bryant was wired like none other, right? That series against Phoenix, when them guys were saying, "Oh, he's gunning and he ain't doing this and he ain't doing that," he sat in that, he pouted the whole second half of that game. He wouldn't shoot. He was doing this. He was doing that. So at some point, everybody breaks, and I just think that stuff with the Derek Gunn stuff, that I don't know what that's going to do to Hurts in this team, but it's definitely got me worrisome, man. Thanks for the time.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Derek.
Yeah. Don't like to relive that black mark on Kobe's ledger.
No, that's not.
That's not a fun one to relive.
Didn't happen.
What happened is just not comfortable. I got no excuse for that one. That's one that you can't duck that one.
Well, they're all human.
Yeah,
that might be another, you know, benefit to Jalen. Maybe he's not human. And you mentioned, you know, Darius Cooper being in on the tush push. It is
why.
Well, it's because AJ doesn't want to do it. Yeah. There's a video of Jalen doing his slow clap thing before the game.
Yeah,
and they're all doing it.
Oh yeah, and AJ on the outside,
except for AJ without his helmet on, laughing, talking to somebody else. Right. I mean, like, it's hard. It's hard for I don't want to connect him directly because that is maybe unfair to AJ to an extent. But whoever leaked the Jalen thing. Like, when there starts being one, you know, leaky thing somewhere, you know, somebody else says, well, I don't want to get blamed either. He don't want to get blamed.
Right.
I don't want to get blamed. Ain't me, you know?
And there's a complete contrast in how both sides of the football are playing. One side is playing like a unit that's together. You know, I'm listening to N'Kobe Dean. I don't know if it was after the game or was at the practice yesterday or something. It must have been after the game that he was talking, and he was talking about them playing together and how they play for one another and, you know, that sort of thing, and how it's easy to come in and fit right in because everybody wants to see the other guys succeed. And you see how the defense has taken off and what they've been able to do as a unit. Meanwhile, offensively, it seems disjointed. It seems like they're disconnected. Seems like they aren't playing for one another. Seems like their fingers being pointed. And then we wonder why the offense looks the way that it looks.
Well, and on defense.
That stuff matters.
On defense, there's N'Kobe Dean, who doesn't have a contract for next year. There's Reed Blankenship, who doesn't have a contract for next year. There's Jahad Campbell, who's been taken off the field more than he was earlier in the year.
Yep.
You don't hear anything about anything.
Nope.
On the defense.
You don't hear nothing about any of that. And those guys play for one another. There's no finger pointing. That's the only thing that keeps me from doing the, this is like 2023. It's the only thing because I feel like the defense has a leader in Vic Fangio, and it's a group that plays together and plays for one another. And maybe that's what our whole Georgia Bulldog thing is helping us because these guys are used to playing with each other.
Sure.
Whereas on offense, it's almost like you got 11 individuals playing. And how much do they enjoy playing for each other? Or how much are they pointing a finger at one another when things aren't going well? It seems like they're doing a lot more pointing the fingers versus supporting each other and having each other's back. And that's what's disappointing to me.
Jack, should we do the Dan Orlovsky here, or should we do it with Greg Cosell coming up next?
We'll just knock them both out in the same seggy.
Okay. All right. So coming up next, we'll hear what Dan Orlovsky said about the Eagles' ability to win the Super Bowl with the offense the way that it is, and Greg Cosell on more exactly what we were talking about in terms of scheme or players. We'll hear both of those coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.